Week 7 of the Browns High School Game of the Week, presented by PNC Bank, featured the West Shore Conference matchup between the Avon Eagles and the North Ridgeville Rangers. With a final score of 56-21, the Avon Eagles won with an all-around team victory. John, talk about Avon's victory, how special teams, defense, and offense all contributed.
Yeah, just like you said it, I know it's cliche to say, but it really was an all-around team effort. Special teams recovered two fumbles. Their defense was able to contain one of the best running backs, arguably, in the country. And the offense was able to run behind a very good offensive line. Sonny Cooper had four touchdowns, and it really was just a great Avon victory.
Avon got points on the board first with a 9-yard rushing touchdown by Sonny Cooper. The Rangers responded on the next series with a 73-yard rushing touchdown by DeMario McCall, but Avon's offense pushed forward, scoring three more times before the half. Our first and 10 moments of the game came in the second half on special teams when Alex Rimpo recovered two fumbles off of muff punts, leading to scoring drives by the Eagles.
I was really proud of our kickoff team and our punt coverage team. I told them they were rock stars tonight. They did a great job. So proud of all those guys. Some of those guys, that's their only role in the football game, and they take it seriously, and they did a great job.
The Eagles' defense also stood tall, holding the Rangers to just 7 points in the second half, making tonight's victory truly an all-around team effort.
Well, our defense has been good for a long time, and their backs were against the wall with a special player like DeMario out there, and they got other great players too. That Bowden kid is a handful to pull down and tackle, and the quarterback does a great job. So it was a great team effort. If you want to win against that team and you want to stop him, you got to play 11 guys running to the football, and I think we did.
Well, we did all week at practice. Like last week, we just were fighting the trenches again. The D-line on North Ridgeville, they were pretty strong, I'm not going to lie. They had me a couple times, and there was just a dogfight the whole time.
And that really gives us a big lift, because when we lost to Midview, it was a big bummer, I'm not going to lie. But when we beat EC, then we came out here and we just won this big game, I think that we have a strong playoff look for us. And it's going to be a great run for the rest of the season.
Thanks for joining us for Week 7 of the Browns High School Game of the Week. Make sure to log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community each week and vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. We're only 3 weeks away from the playoffs, so stick around and stay tuned to see who's going to make it. Tune in Saturday morning for the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show presented by PNC Bank, a one-hour program that airs 7 a.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR. The Cleveland Browns are committed to making the game of football better and safer through Heads Up Football. Go to usafootball.com to learn how your school can incorporate Heads Up Football for your team.